Offside.
Da, de ce? De nu.
Delegitimizația ciolacului.
Am să cânt și o piesă, cea mai nouă melodie pentru toată lumea prezentă, pentru toți frații noștri.
V ponedeljek je v prvem krogu rumunskih predsedniških volitev z dobrimi 40% z glasov zmagal George Simion, kandidat desne stranke Zavezništvo za zedinjenje Romunov. Na drugo mesto se je z 21% uvrstil neodvisni kandidat in župan Bukarešte Nikușor Dan. Njegovo kandidaturo je v začetku aprila podprla njegova nekdanja stranka Unija Rešimo Romunijo, ki jo je Dan leta 2015 soustanovil. Sicer pričakovana zmaga Simiona v prvem krogu volitev je sprožila odziv tudi na parlamentarnem političnem parketu. Romunski premier Marcel Ciolacu je namreč odstopil in napovedal izstop svoje socialdemokratske stranke iz koalicije, saj po njegovem mnenju Simionova zmaga odraža, da je vladna koalicija izgubila legitimnost.
Kandidaturo Simiona in okoliščine njegove zmage pojasnjuje Florin Poenaru, predavatelj sociologije in antropologije na Univerzi v Bukarešti.
It was an expected win for sure, but not the scale. I think everybody, including the opinion polls, even though nobody actually trusts them anymore in Romania, but other measurements as well, were sure that Simion will win. The reason is because he was basically the first, was the designated successor of Călin Georgescu, the winner of the first presidential round, which was cancelled. So it was absolutely expected that he's going to win. But nobody expected that he's going to take more than 3 million votes, so basically over 41% of the vote. So that was completely unexpected. What was also unexpected was the fact that almost close to 1 million people voted in the diaspora. So that's another thing that nobody actually predicted. It never happened before. It happened now. And those people predominantly voted for Simion. So on the one hand, it was an unexpected victory, but the scale was not expected.
Simion se sicer od samega začetka ni omenjal kot potegujoči se kandidat, svojo kandidaturo pa je vložil šele, ko je v začetku marca ustavno sodišče dokončno prepovedalo kandidaturo zmagovalcu novembrskih razveljavljenih volitev Călinu Georgescuju. Ob tem je napovedal, da bo v primeru zmage omogočil Georgescuju ponovn vzpon na oblast. Zavezništvo med Simionom in Georgescujem pojasni sogovorec.
Nobody actually knows this very well. Unofficially, he's basically the successor of Georgescu, and he played this card very well during the campaign for the first round. Simion and Georgescu actually met twice during the campaign, and he explained that last night in an interview. I mean, Simion explained that this was a deliberate strategy, and indeed he was well within the power to bring back Georgescu into politics, but as prime minister. Again, he made that very clear last night, that he would try to bring Georgescu back into politics as prime minister if Georgescu wants such a position. Of course, for Simion, Georgescu might be, and actually in the past it was in the past as well, an important political rival. So getting rid of him would actually benefit Simion in the long run. But for now, he has to play this role of successor of Georgescu because that's why people voted for him. So they are stuck at least for the next 2 weeks before the vote in this relationship. If you ask me personally, I think there will be no role for Georgescu in future Romanian politics, precisely because he might appear as an alternative call to Simion, and Simion proved in the past that he's not a stupid leader. He understands how politics works, and I think he'll make everything in his power to protect his political capital.
George Simion se je za predsedniško mesto potegoval že novembra lani, vendar se mu ni uspelo prebiti v drugi krog. Sogovorec pojasnjuje kritičen odnos Simiona do Georgescuja v prvem krogu volitev.
And he was very, very vocal against Georgescu up to a certain point. So basically, Romanian diaspora, many people who live abroad, they are entitled to vote in several days. So basically, voting for them starts on Friday, and then it goes on Saturday, and then it goes on Sunday. For Romanians living in Romania, it's just a Sunday. And in November, during the Friday and the Saturday, Simion was very, very critical what you're just accusing him outright of buying votes and falsifying the vote. And then when he realized that Georgescu won the first round, he deleted those TikToks, and all of a sudden he became very friendly. So our head is on that candidate, so Simeon Bachi finished home.
A v prvem krogu nasprotna kandidata se na tokratnih ponovljenih predsedniških volitvah nista mogla pomiriti. Ustavno sodišče je namreč v začetku decembra dokončno razveljavilo izid prvega kroga novembrskih predsedniških volitev. Georgescujeve prošnje niso uslišale niti domače sodne institucije, niti Evropsko sodišče za človekove pravice. Konec marca je bila razveljavljenemu fašističnemu kandidatu onemogočena tudi nova borba za zmago, saj je romunska volilna komisija zavrnila njegovo kandidaturo.
That's something that I'm not sure that we understand in Romania either. It's not something that has some sort of legal basis. Basically what happened was such a very specific type of decision. Basically the Central Electoral Bureau, when Georgescu applied to be a candidate again for this May election, the Central Electoral Committee said, well, you cannot be a candidate because of you, the first round of elections was cancelled. So because you created this problem, you cannot be a candidate in this rerun. And the Constitutional Court said, yeah, this is true. So there was no real reason for banning him from running, except for the fact that the first elections were cancelled because of him. But then if you look why they cancelled the election because of Georgescu, well, some flimsy arguments about secret involvement, Russians, blah, blah, which nobody actually proved. But it was more like some sort of, I don't know, secret documents which were made available to the public, but they're not conclusive at all. So it's this kind of bureaucratic circularity which prevents Georgescu from running.
Po razveljavi rezultatov prvega kroga predsedniških volitev je v Bukarešti na stotine ljudi protestiralo v podporo Georgescuju. Protesti so v prestolnici potekali od decembra do marca, ko je ustavno sodišče naznanilo zavrnitev ponovne kandidature na majskih predsedniških volitvah. Priljubljenost nesojenega predsednika komentira sogovorec.
Well, for some people, she's almost like a messiah, you know, like this kind of guy who actually articulated what everybody thought, but never actually had the courage to actually do it or the means to do it. And for many, she's the person who managed to give this voice to the people, to articulate their needs and to offer a platform to his voice and to express themselves. Right? So these are the core supporters. It's hard for me to measure how much, because it's a side discussion and probably too complicated even more, but let's not forget the fact that Georgescu was not known before the first vote, right? And he we might have never heard of him had it not been for the liberals, as it turned out, who paid for his top campaign, which pushed him to fame. So it was not an organic movement. Georgescu did not have an organic movement. He was a guy who talked in his own way, this kind of mysticism combined with some sort of national protectionism economy and a lot of white alt-right fascist components to his discourse. He has his own platforms on the internet. Okay, he has his own evidence, but not in a million years without external support would he reach more than 2 million votes, right? So it was not an organic movement. It became an organic movement, as you mentioned, after he won the elections were cancelled, and then he was put under indictment, he was brought to police, picked up from the traffic to be interrogated. He became a cult figure. And all this support for him was now transferred to Simeon. A lot of people that I saw who said the opening that they voted for Simeon, they said they had absolutely no respect, nothing to do with Simeon, it's all about Georgescu. So he became a cult hero, paradoxically, after the election, not before. This is a very weird situation in the Romanian context.
Rezultatom nedeljskih volitev je botrovala tudi slaba izbira kandidatov, ki so se pomerili proti Simeonu, saj so bili javnosti dokaj nepoznani. Volivci pa so zaradi zavlačevanja procesa od novembra lani izgubili zanimanje.
Political field, what also was very important was the decision of the ruling coalition, the mainstream coalition, I don't know, the Social Democrats, the Liberals, and the Hungarian party, to select a candidate, a collective candidate, Crin Bănescu, which is completely voided of any sort of charisma. He had no connection to the Romanian public whatsoever because for the last 10 that he was in Brussels, came nothing there, living with his wife, who is a member of the parliament. So he was completely disconnected from Romanian politics, unable to generate any sort of emotion. He was more like a, exactly like this kind of, you know, old figure of the establishment, that the establishment is pushing forward some sort of salvation, whereas people want something completely new, radically new. And of course, he failed, and that's why he was shut down in the second round. So there was bad decision on all fronts. I think not even Simeon believed his luck that the mainstream parties were so stupid to select a guy with obvious no charisma, no chance of winning whatsoever, and he basically failed to actually enter the second round as well. But the conjunction of bad decisions that led to this point. And finally, and this is the last point. It was also the fact that, you know, after the cancellation of the elections and everything else, there was this complete disenchantment with politics among people as well. Right? I mean, people couldn't care less anymore about who's telling what the message is, what are the debates, whatever. I think people already kind of made decisions about their political stances based on this kind of emotional predisposition. I approach your gesture, then you already made your mind out about what you're going to do in terms of vote. If you are pro-Jordan, this kind of urban, neoliberal, pro-Western, pro-EU kind of orientation, then you already made up your mind on it, and then you sort of debate or care about anything.
Ključno vlogo pri zmagi Simeona pa so sicer odigrali glasovi diaspore.
In the past, they were praised for saving democracy, both in 2009 and 2014. They voted for this right-wing neoliberal president, and everybody praised them for saving the democracy and for defeating the social democrats and so on and so forth. Now, they voted for Simeon, and of course, everybody humanizes them for basically ruining the country, bringing it back to the totalitarian times, and basically from the country in the hands of the Russians or whatever other fed geopolitical actors. I think it was a desaturation of both times. I think what the diaspora means with this vote, as it's usually the case with diaspora voting in other countries as well, it's simply a protest vote. It's a middle finger shown to the Romanian establishment. Right? These people, and I think it echoes a lot of distress at home as well. I mean, okay, you know, got a lot, I don't know, half a million, maybe a little bit more than half a million votes from diaspora, but then he also had more than 3 million votes in Romania. So it's a sentiment that is prevalent also among the Romanians, not that, you know, the diaspora is simply ruining the Romanian democracy. It's just a worse sentiment that the current establishment, the Romanian politics of the last 5 years, but it's not of the last 35 years, completely destroyed. It's gone. You know, the legitimacy of the political class is gone. As is usually the case, especially in this context, especially when you don't have left movement, the beneficiaries are this kind of populist, nationalist, like, you know, some people call them fascists. I did myself that too. They have a fascist background as well, especially a nostalgia from the Romanian legionaries of the interwar period, but by and large, they represent something closer to the type of class alliances and the type of class discourses that Steve Bannon managed to do with Marbach in the United States. That this national populism saying, okay, fuck the elite, fuck the political establishment, we need to take our country back. And that's what he's doing, and it resonates with the population that is basically fed up with what's happening to them.
Kot omenjeno, je zmagi Simeona naslednji dan sledila odločitev predsednika vlade Čolakuja o izstopu iz koalicije, torej de facto o zrušitvi vlade. Kot razlog za svoj odstop je poleg izgube legitimnosti trenutne koalicije navedel tudi izpad tretjeuvrščenega kandidata Krina Antoneskuja iz drugega kroga. Vodenje vlade je po odločitvi premijeja začasno prevzel notranji minister Katalin Predoju. Koalicija socialdemokratov, nacionalliberalov in demokratičnega zavezništva Mađarov v Romuniji, ki je nastala po parlamentarnih volitvah decembra lani, je zaradi Čolakujevega odstopa razpadla. Več o odstopu premijeja pove sogovorec.
Čolaku was probably better advised to resign already in November, but somehow he managed to play the political situation in his favor and he started to position again to position himself again as, you know, like the main important political leader within these elections, and he supported with all his power the alliance's candidate, Crin Antonescu. When Antonescu lost, he presented his resignation from the position of the prime minister, and now the situation is so volatile. I don't know what the implications are for the long run and what's going to happen, because, as I mentioned, Romanian politics is so weird. We don't know what's going to happen with the election results. Anything is still possible. The real point to be made here is that basically what Ciolacu did by presenting his resignation is to offer a huge gift to the next president. So it might actually be a sort of signaling to whoever is coming as new president as some sort of benevolence gesture, you know, because it's very difficult as president to dispose of the prime minister. According to the Romanian constitution, the president can appoint the prime minister, but it cannot revoke the prime minister. It's a weird feature of the Romanian constitution. So basically what Ciolacu did was make life very easy for the next president to appoint a new prime minister, which I think offers a little bit of room of maneuver for PSD, for the Social Democrats, to negotiate with the new president.
Po polletni zamudi se zdi, da je Romunija končno dočakala uspešno izvedeni prvi krog predsedniških volitev. Kljub temu bo država potrebovala še kar nekaj korakov, preden se njene institucije postavijo nazaj na noge. Poleg prihajajočega drugega kroga predsedniških volitev, Romunijo v bližnji prihodnosti namreč čakajo tudi državnozborske volitve.
Offside je pripravila Ajla, mentorirala je Neva. Oh.